Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the third parak of Maseches Erevin. Today we are learning parak Gimel Mishnah Zayin and parak Gimel Mishnah Ches. The next three Mishnahs are going to be discussing the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah, which lasts 2 days, even in Eretz Yisrael. Now, although the Torah itself says that Rosh Hashanah is only 1 day, on the first day of the first month, which is Tishrei, the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah is actually observed for 2 days, even in Eretz Yisrael. Now, the reason for this is because that each month, technically, of the Jewish calendar coincides with a cycle of the moon, which lasts about 29 and a half days. Therefore, a month can be either 29 days or it can be 30 days long, which in turn means that the first day of the next month, Rosh Chodesh, can fall either on the 30th day after the start of the previous month or on the 31st day after the start of the previous month. Now, in earlier times, the Beis Din, the great court in Yerushalayim, would decide which of the 2 days is Rosh Chodesh. If on the first of the 2 days, reliable witnesses would come, as the Mishnayos explained in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, and they would testify before the Beis Din, before the court, that they had seen the new moon, then the Beis Din would declare that day to be Rosh Chodesh. If no reliable witnesses testify that day, then the second day would be Rosh Chodesh. Now, the Beis Din would send out then messengers, once they determine when Rosh Chodesh is, to tell the people which day was Rosh Chodesh, so that they would know when to observe the Yom Tovim on that month. Usually, the messengers reach the communities in Eretz Yisrael in time for Yom Tov. However, in the case of Rosh Hashanah, which takes place on the first of the month, even the people who live in Eretz Yisrael could not be informed in time. Therefore, even they did not know which of the 2 days was Rosh Hashanah, and they observed it for both the first and the second day of the month. Therefore, we're going to be discussing how that affects, number one, in terms of this concept of Erev Tchumen, and other halachos as well. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says, Rosh Hashanah Shayyare Shema Tisabir, before Rosh Hashanah, one is concerned that perhaps the current month, which would be Elul, might be extended, meaning it might last 30 days, not 29 days. And Rosh Hashanah must be observed for 2 days, and one needs to travel to a different direction on each of the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Me'ariv Adam Shnei Eruvin Ve'omer, a person can make two Eruvin, and one to the east and one to the west, and he can say, Eruv Rishon LeMizrach Uvashin LeMa'arav, my Eruv for the first day is going to be to the east, and my Eruv for the second is going to be to the west. Bar Rishon LeMa'arav Uvashin LeMizrach, or he could say, no, my Eruv for the first day is going to be to the west, and my Eruv for the second day is going to be to the east, again to establish the place of residence to allow you to go an additional 2,000 amos on the various days of Yom Tov. If, however, another option, says the Mishnah, Eruve Barishon Uvasheni Kivne Iri, or he could say that my Eruv for the first day is going to be just a regular, right? My Eruv is just going to be for the first day, and for the second day, I'm going to just be like everyone in my town. So the first day, maybe I'll go to the west or the east, whatever the case may be, and the second day, I'm just going to go within 2,000 amos of all of the directions of the town, and I'm not going to have an Eruv Tchumin for the second day. Or Eruve Barishon, or he's going to say, my Erev is going to be for the second day, and for the first day, I'm just going to be like everyone else of the town. The whole idea is that, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are two independent periods of holiness. The Kedusha is disparate, is separate. Therefore, according to him, you can have two separate residences, two separate Eruvim, one for the first day and one for the second day. However, says the Mishnah, V'lo hodu lo chacham, the chacham did not agree with him. The chacham hold that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah form a single continuous period of Kedusha, period of holiness, and therefore you have to have one Eruv established for the entirety of Rosh Hashanah. Again, we saw the same machlokas previously when it came to Shabbos and Yantiv next to one another. The same is true when it comes to Rosh Hashanah. The machlokas, is it one Kedusha, is it shtei Kedushos, and that machlokas is clearly manifested here as well when it comes to Eruvin as well. Now we're going to discuss to additional areas of halacha when it comes to the question of Rosh Hashanah. It says the Mishnah about Amar Rabbi Huda also said, Masna Adam ala Kalkala biyom tov rishon va'ochla basheni. A person may make a condition about a basket of Tevel on the first day of Rosh Hashanah and eat it on the second day. Meaning to say, a person is allowed to designate a portion of the Tevel. Again, Tevel is fruits that were trumas and maestros, were not yet separated for the Kohanim and for the Levium. And a person can designate the Tevel as truma or a maestro on the first day. And he could basically say, if this is an ordinary day, meaning if today is not Yontif, then the food that I am separating should become truma today. But if today is Yom Tov, then nothing should take place today. Nothing's going to be separated to today. And the next day, he's going to say that if this is an ordinary day, then the food that I separated yesterday should become Truma. Now, if today is Yom Tov, then it already became Truma yesterday. And then after making the statement on the second day, he may eat the rest of the food because the separation definitely took place by then, whether it took place the previous day because the previous day was a regular day, or it takes place today because today is a regular day. Either way, you can make this Tanai according to Rabbi Yehuda regarding your basket of Tevel. Now we're going to discuss another area of halacha, which is the area of muktzah. It's discussed in the beginning of Maseches Beit, the idea that beitza shenolda b'yomtov, you're not allowed to move or touch, or really to move, an egg that was birthed, that was hatched on Yontif, because it is called nolad. It is something that didn't exist beforehand. Now it exists now. Therefore, it's considered to be muktzah. Based on this, says the Mishnah, v'chein beitza shenolda b'rishon teachal b'sheni. Similarly, says the Mishnah, egg that was laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah may be eaten on the second day. An egg laid on Yom Tov is forbidden to be eaten only on Yom Tov, again, because it is nolad. It is considered to be muktzah. Therefore, if the first day was Yom Tov, the egg may be eaten on the second day, since that day is not Yom Tov. And if the second day is Yom Tov, then the egg was not forbidden on the first day, since the day on which it was laid was not Yom Tov. But again, all of this is within the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Rosh Hashanah has two levels of Kedusha. It's two separate, disparate levels of Kedusha. And therefore, each day is independent of the other. But as the Mishnah concludes, v'lohodu lo chacham, the chacham did not agree with this opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. As the Bar Tanur points out, we generally speaking hold, like the chachamim, namely, that Rosh Hashanah is considered to be one kedusha, one full, complete level of kedusha. It is a machlokas. And therefore, we do hold certain things. For example, we'll do the simanim and we'll make a shechianu both in the first night of Rosh Hashanah and the second night of Rosh Hashanah, again, because we're unsure, is it two separate nights, is it two levels of Kedusha, or is it one continuous Kedusha? Again, machlokas here between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham in a few different areas of Halacha. Quick review, Perek Gimel. Mishnah Zion discussed the discussion of Rosh Hashanah. Is it one Kedusha, two Kedushas? Rabbi Yehuda said that if before Rosh Hashanah one is concerned that maybe that the current month at Elul might be extended, it's going to be 30 days and Rosh Hashanah must be observed for 2 days. So what does a person do? Again, you could make two Eruvin, one on the first day of Rosh Hashanah and then on the second day of Rosh Hashanah there could be two disparate, separate Eruvs. Because again, you could assume that you could basically say that my Eruv today is going to be for the West, tomorrow is going to be for the East, and so on and so forth. For that is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, but again, the opinion of the Chacham is different. Rabbi Chacham say no, that you can't have two separate Eruvs because it's all one Kiddush, it's all one Yom Tov. And then Perek Gimel Mishnah Ches discussed two other areas of Halacha where this Machlokas comes into play as well. Number one, it comes to fruits, that there's Tevel, your produce that are Tevel, we have to separate Truma, so you can't separate Truma on Yom Tov. But you can say, you can make a condition and say that if today's an ordinary day, not Yom Tov, not really Rosh Hashanah, then the food that I'm separating should become true, but if today is a Yom Tov, then nothing shall take place. And the next day is going to be that if today is the ordinary day, then the food that I separated yesterday should become Truma now. And if today is Yom Tov, then it already became Truma yesterday. And then the second question was in terms of a Beit Hashanah to be Yom Tov as well. There as well, we said that an egg that was laid in Yom Tov is forbidden to be eaten only in Yom Tov. Therefore, if the first day was Yom Tov, the egg may be eaten on the second day, since that day is not Yom Tov. And if the second day is Yom Tov, the egg was not forbidden in the first place, since the day on which it was laid, which is the first day, was not Yom Tov again. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that they're two separate kedushos, as opposed to the Chacham who hold that it's one complete kedusha. And therefore, if it's hatched on the first day, it's still muktzah on the second day. And similarly, if the food is tevel on the first day, then it cannot be eaten the second day as well. Have a great day.